Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's episode is a real treat for those of us who crave a little peace and quiet amidst the constant chaos of life. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there's just not enough time to recharge and reconnect with yourself? Well, guess what? You are absolutely not alone. In our crazy busy world, it's easy to get swept up in the whirlwind of commitments, deadlines, and social obligations. But here's the thing, true joy and fulfillment come from finding that sacred space within ourselves where we can simply be. And trust me, this isn't just some hippy-dippy concept. It's about carving out time for solitude and quiet reflection, those golden moments that allow us to recharge our batteries and reconnect with who we truly are. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you find joy in the stillness. 1. Solitude isn't selfish, it's self-care. Seriously, folks. We can't pour from an empty cup. Think of it like this. Your phone needs charging time, right? Well, so do you. Spending time alone allows you to recharge your emotional and mental batteries, giving you the energy and clarity to show up as your best self in all areas of life. 2. Embrace the power of no. Learning to say no is a boundary-setting superpower. It means honoring your own needs and prioritizing your well-being. You don't have to explain yourself or apologize for wanting some space. Remember, it's okay to decline invitations that drain your energy or commitments that don't align with your values. Saying no more often will free up precious time for those solitary moments of peace and rejuvenation. 3. Get creative with your quiet time. It doesn't have to be a grand, extravagant affair. Sometimes the simplest things are the most powerful. Imagine curling up with a good book, taking a leisurely walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea while listening to calming music. Find activities that soothe your soul and bring you joy. 4. Disconnect to reconnect. I know, it sounds counterintuitive, but putting down those devices can be a game changer. Constant screen time can leave us feeling drained and overwhelmed. Try designating specific tech-free hours each day. This allows your mind to truly relax and unwind, fostering a deeper connection with yourself and the world around you. 5. Be kind to yourself. Don't expect perfection right away. Finding joy in solitude is a journey, not a destination. Some days you might be feeling more introverted than others. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, keep experimenting, and remember to celebrate every small victory along the way. Okay, let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be a total go-getter, always on the move, juggling a million things at once. But she was constantly feeling exhausted and burnt out. Then, she started making a conscious effort to carve out some quiet time for herself each day. She started with just 15 minutes in the morning to sip her coffee and journal before diving into the day's chaos. You know what? It completely changed everything. She felt more centered, more focused, and way less stressed. And that's the magic of solitude. It doesn't have to be a grand escape. Even small pockets of quiet can make a world of difference. So, my friends, what are you waiting for? Start making time for yourself today. Remember, finding joy in solitude isn't about isolating yourself from others. It's about creating space for self-discovery and renewal. It's about honoring your own needs and cultivating a deeper connection with the person you were meant to be. So, go ahead and embrace the quiet. Allow yourself to recharge, reconnect, and rediscover the joy of simply being. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and let me know in the comments what your favorite ways are to find joy in solitude. Until next time, stay peaceful and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.